Both teams getting ready to take the floor here today. So, in for the Panthers, we've got Kara Whitehead, Delaney and McKenna Rao, Kiara Selmer, and Haley Jensen. Squad Chieftains will inbound the ball. Skagway is matching up in a man-to-man defense. And Squawk dribbles right through, passes to the eighth grader, Kaya Marvin, who puts it up and in. So Squawk comes out in a full-court man press. And Jensen dribbles up to the elbow, shots up, great-looking shot, no good. Rebound Kaya Marvin. Carol Whitehead getting her hands in there. Marvin looks for Ashley Athene. Athene pushes it up, finds Raven Chafin. Chafin puts it up and in. So score, quick points here in the first 30 seconds for the Chieftains. Score is 30-14. McKenna Rao, is up, shots blocked, and is wrapped up. Jump ball is called. We'll stay with Skagway. 30-14. Chieftains in the lead. 7:22 left here in the third. Ball's inbounded. Jensen, great shot. Up, but just off the back of the rim. And rebounds to Kowak. Ooh, and rebounds to Kowak. And went to pass ahead. It was off the outstretched fingertips, and the Skagway players recovered it. So Skagway coming down the other way. Pass to Kara Selmer on the left block. Shots up, no good. Rebound, Delaney Rao. Delaney finds Kara Whitehead. Back to Jensen. Jensen, great pass inside to McKenna Rao. And McKenna Delaney, or Delaney to McKenna. Back to Jensen. Jensen to Kara Whitehead. Kara, elbow jumper, blocked by the eighth grader. Tie up. Gets her own rebound. Pass to Kara Selmer. Kara Selmer, great shot up and in. Good way to stay with it by Kara Whitehead. Didn't give up on the play after the block. Bounced Kara for the shot. But then, a lapse on the Panthers end. Got a lucky break on a missed layup, but no one picked up the ball as they dribbled all the way in for an easy layup. Oh, great pass ahead. Haley Jensen with a good pass ahead, but just off the outstretched fingertips of McKenna Rao. Out of bounds. Clock to the chip. Clock chicken. Hit their own ball. Skagway in their full court man press. It's broken by Athene for a 2-on-3 break. And she pulls it out. Nothing there. Passes to number 3, Mal Smith-Turpin. And Smith-Turpin is fouled, I believe, by that number, either Delaney or McKenna Rao. With Delaney. So substitutions made, and Eliza Myers comes back into the game for Delaney. Athene up the right side of the floor finds Kaya Marvin. Marvin at the high post. Elbow over to Mariah. Mariah passes to Smith Turpin, who banks it in for 2. So 32-16, 5:50 to go here in third. The ball goes into Eliza Myers. Myers looking for post moves, not there, to Jensen. Jensen to Kara Whitehead. Kara, great dribble drive. Shots up, no good. Chased down by Smith Turpin. Turpin over to Raven Chafin. Chafin dribbling up the left side of the floor. Goes back to the right. Picks it up. Not much there. She looks for Mariah. Mariah shoots. No good. And gets the ball to Ashley Athene, who, with her back to the basket, throws it up and in with her right hand. Amazing shot. So Haley Jensen dribbles up to, I believe, McKenna Rao. McKenna jacks Kara Whitehead. Kara Whitehead looking to make the move. Ball tipped out of bounds off the block. Stays with the Lady Panthers. 5:11 here to play in the third. 34-16, Chieftains with the lead. And Whitehead looks to get the ball in. It's tipped back out of bounds. Skagway sets up in a stack play. Oh, and it's just a low bounce pass by Kara and out of bounds. So turnover Skagway. They remain in their full court man, but a little bit of a breakdown. One player picked up. Now she has. So Raven Chafin dribbling down the floor. Back to Athene on the right side. Athene to Kaya Marvin. Marvin looking for Mariah Sanderson, who's dribbling out at the top of the key. She dribbles to the right side, looking inside for Athene. Good defense, Haley Jensen. Almost stolen. Haley just dives on the floor. Ooh, great hustle by everybody involved. And Jensen, in an attempt to recover the ball, I believe it's called for a foul. That'll be a second on, or third, I'm sorry, on Haley Jensen. So 4:47 here left to play in the third quarter. Score is 34-16, and we've got Mariah Sanderson shoot 2 at the line. First shot's up, no good. Mariah, for that shot, seemed to line up to the left of the free throw line, which I haven't seen ever. And she's doing it again. So maybe she must be used to that spot. But second shot for Mariah Sanderson is up, and that is good. 35-16, Chieftains with the lead. Tara Whitehead inbounds to Haley Jensen. Jensen dribbling up front part of the court over to Madison Cox on the right-hand side. Cox back to Whitehead. Whitehead looking for a play to develop. She dribbles, penetrates. Not much there. Dribbles out of bounds off the foot. So turnover Panthers, 4:32 here. Left to play in the third, 35-16. Inbound Chieftains, Turpin to Chafin. And she stops, pops, shoot, no good. Rebound is just off the lane. Fingertips from Mariah Sanderson comes through with it. Back to Mal Turpin, over to Chafin, back to Afeen. Afeen looking inside. Eliza Myers with a steal, and it's then wrapped up. So possession arrow will go to Skagway. Good hustle by Eliza Myers. Carol Whitehead inbounds to Jensen. Jensen dribbling up the center of the floor. And she picks up a dribble, finds Kara. Ooh, Kara almost loses it, but picks it up. She still has it, picks up a dribble, finds Myers, top of the key. Myers, one dribble, picks it up. Tipped away by Kowak, but Jensen comes away with it, finds Kara, top of the key. And Taya Marvin is called for the reaching foul on Carol Whitehead. That would be her first and Kowak's first team foul of the half. And Kowak sending in their bench. They got four players coming in. They're yanking the starters and leaving the eighth graders. So they put in, let's see, they've got number 10, Leslie Carl, number 42, Shelby Wiley in eighth grade, number 32, Vanessa Edenshaw, the junior. And number one, who is Isabella Rubio. So Skagway ball underneath their own basket. Carol Whitehead finds Haley Jensen. Jensen up, shot's no good. Whitehead rips that rebound. Wow. Yeah, it looks like Whitehead is getting hammered pretty hard there. And Coach Mike Swayze went ahead and called a timeout just to avoid a turnover or anything of that nature. Score is 35-16, full 1 minute timeout here. And we've only got one team foul on team here in the beginning of the second half. Hard physical game. Both teams coming out in what looks like man-to-man presses. Playing very hard, cutting off the passing lanes, jumping the passing lanes. And the Lady Panthers take the court. So, Lady Panthers under their own basket, and they set up in their stack baseline play. And Carol Whitehead inbounds to Myers. Myers dribbles and is fouled. Second team foul on Kowak. Same spot, and that will be on number 32, which is Vanessa Edenshaw, her first. Ball's inbounded back to Myers, same spot. Myers picks it up, looking for something to develop, not there. Oh, and she thought she got it tipped away and had a great move to the back. So they call her for a double dribble. She picked up her dribble and it looks like another player tipped it, but not the case. So, looks like Isabella Rubio is bringing the ball back in for the Chieftains. She dribbles up to the right side, finds number 42, Shelby Wiley, the eighth grader on the right side, back to Rubio. Rubio over to Smith Turpin, who goes back to Wiley on the right side. Wiley dribbles to the corner, picks it up. And she's back to, who was that number? Yeah, Mal Smith Turpin. Ooh, interception, Madison Cox just timed the pass and picked it up. And she does a smart thing and, looking for Carol Whitehead inside. Ball's tipped away. Haley Jensen comes away with it on the right-hand side. She stops, pops, shoots. Nothing there. Carol Whitehead chases down the rebound. Dribbles back out and sets up. And she's looking to develop. And she dribbles all the way up and in. Great move, Carol Whitehead. Great shot, Kara. Yeah, that looks good. 2:30. Three left to play here in the third. Score is 35-18 with the Chieftains in the lead. Number one dribbles up the center of the floor and then over to the right side. Gets a couple of screens and it's fouled by, I believe, Carol Whitehead. Number one is Isabella Rubio, sophomore guard for the Chieftains. We've got Mocha Larman checking in for Haley Jensen. On the board, we've got Madison Knox, Smoke Alarmin, Eliza Myers, Carol Whitehead, and Delaney Round. Number 32 for the Chieftains, Vanessa Edenshaw, finds number 10 under the basket, shots up no good. Number 10 is Leslie Carl. Back to Edenshaw. Carl comes away with it, ball is tipped. Number 3 dribbles over, Mal Turpin, shots up, no good. Cox comes away with it, pushing the break. Find Smoke Alarmin in the corner, Alarmin picks it up. Back out to Delaney Rouse, Delaney back to the Cox on the right side of the floor. Cox dribbles, picks up her dribble, is tied up, oh, and passes. No one out there. It's taken by Kowak, and they're on a break. Number 3 for Kowak, Mal Smith Turpin. Gets it to number 32, Edenshaw, who Eliza Myers just giving her a hard time playing tough defense. Turpin almost lost it, but recovers and goes back to Mal Smith Turpin. And she's back to Leslie Carl. Shots up no good. Great hustle for Delaney Rao for the rebound. Madison Cox comes away with it. Delaney Rao gets it to her. Cox getting hassled on the sideline, finds Delaney. Delaney back to Mocha. Mocha Larman, shot up, no good. Eliza Myers goes to chase the rebound down, and it's tipped out of bounds off of Eliza. And, yeah, that's what I thought. It looked, Eliza went for it. A Kowak player came up and hit it out of her hands from behind. They reversed that call, go back to Gagway. So, Carol Whitehead gets the ball in the inbound. She dribbles, is hammered, no call. Mocha Larman gets the ball back, shots up, no good. Myers gets the ball under the basket. Shots up, no good. Kowak with the rebound. Smith Turpin up the right side of the floor. And she picks up her dribble and looks to pass out to Vanessa Edenshaw and was fouled. So, 30-second timeout. Kowak score again is 35-18. Two teams out on each team here in the third. Hard physical ball game here in Kowak tonight. Both boys and girls. All right, referees calling both teams back on the floor. Possession arrow stays with the Chiefs. All right, and we've got Mal Smith Turpin inbounds the ball. She looks for Shelby Wiley. And the ball is stolen by Moko Larman. Larman finds Madison Cox. He dribbles up the center of the floor. Ooh, tough pass just off the fingertips of McKenna Rao. Out of bounds, turnover to Gagway. 45 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Scores 35-18. Ooh, Madison Cox jumps the pass lane, doesn't quite get it. And it's dribbled up by number one over to 32. Vanessa Edenshaw. Oh, my gosh. Just a wild circumstance, thing of events. There's about three or four fouls there on both teams that don't call. And Kowak coming the other way. Layup's up, not there. Vanessa Edenshaw shots up, no good. Number one is Bo Rubio, shots up, no good. Madison Cox comes through at the rebound. We got players all over the floor. We got a bunch of stuff going on right now. Coach Swayze's really giving it to the officials. Madison Cox inside to Eliza Myers. Kind of fell over in an attempt to catch the pass, and it looks like they're going to call a jump ball and give the ball to the Chieftains. Haley comes in for Madison Cox. Haley Jensen checks in the ball game. So, Chieftains looking to inbound here, Skagway and full court man press. And that's it for the third quarter. Scores 35-18. Two team fouls on Skagway, two team fouls on Kowak.